Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Much more importantly, we have a special guest in the studio. Judson Sapp joins us. And good morning, Judson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is my pleasure. You come to us from the Green Cove area, and you're running for Congress.
That's correct.
All right. And this is District 3, so that's the seat currently held by Congressman Ted Yoho.
Yes.
All right. So, wow, do we know whether Congressman Yoho is going to run again?
Well, he took a pledge of 8 and out, and I a lot of people have asked whether or not he's going to keep his pledge. I think he's always been a man of his word and a handshake kind of guy that he says he's going to do something, he does it. So that's how I'm operating. I think he'll keep his pledge, and it's going to be an open seat, so I'm getting ready for it.
The only downside to that is, and I'm with you, there's some people that, you know, have been in Congress forever. But when you've done some time like he has, he's up for, he might be get like a chairmanship of, you know, one of the powerful committees. And that can really kind of make a difference. So if you're starting over as a brand new guy, it'll be tough enough just to get a place on a committee.
Well, yeah, I think that anytime you make a pledge, it's difficult to follow it. And I think that's why you make pledges, because they're never the easy ones. If it was easy, you wouldn't do it. And I think that's why he took it when he first ran, is when he ran against Congressman Stearns, who broke his pledge term limit. That was an issue, and he wasn't going to stand for it. And he won election as a result of it. So, again, I think it's just his character. A lot of people could break their pledges, but he's not one of the ones that would. And I know it's a tough decision. It's never easy. But I respect him, and I think that's what he's going to do, and I'm prepared for it.
Well, okay, and so you are running, and you have a business background. You're involved in the railroad business.
That's correct. I do railroad construction for industry, so that's your spur line railroads for your ports and power plants and manufacturer associations, stuff like that.
And you also worked in politics before, didn't you? You worked for John Thrasher and also Connie Mack.
Senator Connie Mack, yeah. So those were internships. I don't want to inflate my resume like some people like to do, but they were great at a young time in my life and gave me some great advice. In fact, John Thrasher gave me, I think, the best advice that I'd give anybody thinking of running for office, especially if you're a conservative, is don't run for office. Go out there, run a business, live your life, and if the opportunity to serve your country comes up, take it and go for it. But don't try to have a preset agenda of you're going to just be a politician, because we're conservatives. We don't want to be politicians.
What do you think about the hearings that are going on now and Adam Schiff and some of the Democrats pushing for this, impeachment? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a complete waste of the taxpayers' dollars and our time and what we should be doing in Congress right now. The end result's going to be the president's going to be fine, and he's going to win re-election, and I completely support him for doing that. But it's just a waste of time is what it comes down to. It's a lot of grandstanding, and I think it'll be resolved before Christmas and everybody's going to be back to re-election time.
Big learning curve, I would imagine, entering into Congress with all the subject matter that you're going to have to vote on, like Iran. I mean, what kind of actions, if any, would you take against Iran? Do you think the sanctions are working?
Well, I'm a big supporter of the president's agenda right now. I'm going to follow him. Now, obviously, what you do is like I do in my construction business. I can run a tractor, but I've got people under me that are better at running a tractor. So I listen to the experts, weigh the decision, and that's what every leader does. That's what every CEO does and that runs a company, and that's how you do it. You hire good people under you to advise you, and then you make the final decision.
Dealing with China, the president put in tariffs, so I'm assuming that since you're supportive of the president, you think the tariffs are a good idea?
I think that the president has a really good grasp of how foreign countries work and how to negotiate, and he's playing hardball with them. And sure, we might suffer a little bit now, but I'd rather be in a trade war than a real war with China, and I'd like to get that resolved. And I think that they know he's a tough negotiator, so it's going to work out long term for us, for our good.
And you've worked also, haven't you? Are you helping out the campaign?
Yes. Yeah, so I work on with Trump Victory. I did a big event event with Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle at my house. They're amazing.
Did you have protesters? When I saw them, I had to wade through a not happy crowd at University of Florida there to see them speak.
We actually, Secret Service was well protecting us. They didn't announce the location until the last second, and only to people that were attending for safety reasons. But I live in Clay County, which we're really lucky. We are diehard Trump supporters there, and I think if somebody was going to turn out to protest, it'd probably be two people, maybe, and that'd be like the two people in the county.
But if you win the third district, obviously that that varies. They're not all
correct,
like Clay County residents. So how are you going to deal with folks that are maybe much more moderate, or even the left of center folks?
Well, let's be clear. Florida 3, which is a very, very big district, the majority of the district actually does support the president overwhelmingly. In fact, if you look at the math of it, a good Republican will win this district no matter who runs. It's just the mathematical certainty of it. But at the end of the day, you do represent everybody, and so you listen to them. I think that's where some politicians fail. Is if you don't agree with the person, you can still listen to them and let them have a voice.
And as far as the Second Amendment goes, I'm assuming that, you said you're an NRA lifetime member.
Yes, I am a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I think it's the amendment that gives you the ability to defend all the rest of the amendments. And in fact, when I was young, I think it saved my life. My dad was a concealed weapon carrier, and somebody tried to carjack us when I was, I think, 10, and I would have been in the back seat and taken, but he wow. defended them. So it's shaped my life for why I'm a big supporter of it.
And in Florida, they changed the law because of that school shooting in Broward County. And one of them was changing the law to purchase a long gun from 18 years old to 21. What are your thoughts on that?
I think if you're old enough to join Selective Service, you're old enough to buy a gun. And everybody has to do it. Like I said, I'm a big supporter. I wasn't a big fan of the legislation that happened here in Florida because I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment, and I don't think that falls under it.
And the only thing I can find fault with is when you were younger and you were choosing a university, what happened? It looks like you went to the wrong one.
You know what? We have a lot of good universities at Florida, in the state of Florida.
He went to that school up north, Florida State.
Yeah. Mm.
We tease.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all in good fun. All right. Well, I'll give you the final word as to why people should support Judson Sapp running for Congress, 3rd District. Why should they support you?
Well, I'll give you my elevator pitch because I was in sales, and that's I don't like taxes. I don't like regulation. I don't like big government, and I don't like socialism. But what I do love is I love God, Trump, babies, and guns. And if you want to learn more, go to judsonsapp.com, JUDSONSAPP.com. And you can also shoot me an email anytime, and I'll answer your questions.
All right. As we get closer to things starting to happen, we'll have you back again, and we appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. That's JudsonSapp.com.
That's right.
You can go for more information. Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.